He made prior threats. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. That's what police are saying about a man arrested in Colorado this morning after sending menacing emails to UCLA.
Court documents show a UC professor in Irvine got a restraining order last year against 31-year-old Matthew Harris after he said he would hunt her and put bullets in her skull. He sent those messages to his own mother, who alerted the professor. Harris is accused of sending threatening emails Monday to people at UCLA, specifically in the philosophy department, where he'd previously been a postdoctoral lecturer. The emails included a video that threatened a mass shooting and an 800-page manifesto. UCLA canceled in-person classes Tuesday, and UC police notified Boulder police he was in their town. Boulder police arrested him after an hours-long standoff at his apartment. He'd tried to buy a gun in November in Colorado, but was denied due to a protective order that was filed against him. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A suspect in custody in Northern Virginia after two police officers at Bridgewater College were shot and killed. College president Dr. David Bushman identified the officers as campus police officer John Painter and campus safety officer J.J. Jefferson.
What happened here today is senseless and tragic. It's heartbreaking. Our anguish is felt so deeply because the entire Bridgewater College community is a family, too.
Virginia State Police say the officers were responding to a call of a suspicious male when he shot them. Millions of people in the path of yet another winter storm. Heavy snow expected in the Rockies with snow and ice headed for the Midwest.
Don't be out on roads Wednesday and especially into Thursday. Like I said, Thursday morning certainly looks to be the worst of this storm. And I think commutes Thursday are going to be very difficult.
Meteorologist Kevin Deitch with the National Weather Service. Freezing rain and ice expected as far south as Texas. Just about a year ago, a devastating winter storm killed over 200 people in Texas. About 1,000 flights have already been canceled. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The man behind one of Europe's worst mass killings is told he won't be leaving prison anytime soon.
Anders Behring Breivik, who killed 77 people in Norway 11 years ago, has lost a bid to be freed from prison, a court in Oslo rejecting his application for parole. Judges said the risk of violence is as significant as it was when Breivik was first sentenced. A far-right, anti-Muslim extremist, Breivik gave Nazi salutes during his parole hearing last month. He told the court he was still a white supremacist, but had renounced violence. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Native American tribes in the U.S. have reached a $590 million settlement with Johnson & Johnson and three drug distribution companies over the opioid epidemic. Under the deal, J&J would pay $150 million over 2 years, and the distribution companies would contribute $440 million over 7 years. Any federally recognized tribe can participate in the settlements, even if they didn't sue. Overuse of protection against COVID-19 is leading to another problem.
The World Health Organization says overuse of gloves and moon suits and the billions of masks and vaccination syringes being used are creating a glut of healthcare waste worldwide. The UN Health Agency says people are wearing excessive personal protective equipment that's ending up in the garbage straining waste management systems. The WHO is recommending the use of eco-friendly packaging and shipping, as well as reusable equipment and recyclable or biodegradable materials. The agency also calling for investment in non-burn waste treatment technologies. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A bolt of lightning that stretched nearly 500 miles across three states is the new world record holder for longest flash. The single flash went across Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi in April 2020. Forecasters say the lightning was cloud to cloud, so no one was in any danger. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.